Stephen Dedalus, displeased and sleepy, leaned his arms on the top of the staircase and looked coldly at the shaking, gurgling face that blessed him, equine in its length, and at the light, untonsured hair, grained and hued like pale oak. Buck Mulligan peeped an instant under the mirror and then covered the bowl smartly.
"Back to barracks," he said sternly.
He added in a preacher's tone,
"For this so dearly beloved is a genuine Christine, body and soul and blood and oons. Slow music, please. Shut your eyes, gents. One moment, a little trouble about those white corpuscles. Silence all."
He peered sideways up and gave a long, slow whistle of call, then paused a while in rapt attention, his even white teeth glistening here and there with gold points. Chrysostomus. Two strong, shrill whistles answered through the calm.
"Thanks, old chap," he cried briskly. "That'll do nicely. Switch off the current, will you?"
He skipped off the gun rest and looked gravely at his watcher, gathering about his legs the loose folds of his gown. The plump, shadowed face and sullen oval jowl recalled a prelate, patron of arts in the Middle Ages. A pleasant smile broke quietly over his lips.
"The mockery of it,"